The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I need to hear from you concerning your thoughts on this topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We've been talking about the effeminate hirelings. And interestingly enough, I mean, my opinion has always been my opinion, and it's not my opinion based off of my opinion. It's based off of principle, and my principles are based off of law.
Yeah, I think it goes down to the
not
point
opinion.
Of, yeah, of course.
You know, principle.
It goes back to saying, listen, it doesn't matter what a religious leader says. It doesn't matter necessarily what your pastor says. It
no,
doesn't
of
matter
course not. They're the your, problem in a lot yeah, of cases. Friends.
It doesn't matter what your friends say. You can't say, well, listen, well, my pastor says this, but my friends say this. And listen, when you stand before
who do
you God,
love more?
Exactly. When you stand before God, you're going to be accountable for what you know, and all the answers that we need are found in the Bible. The Bible is the final authority. If what your pastor says goes against the Word of God, if what your friends say go against the Word of God, if what I don't care if he's the greatest spiritual quote unquote leader, you know, known to man, they say, if it goes against the Word of God, it's not right. Your final authority is what the Bible says. It doesn't matter how many religious people band together, how many denominations try to say it's okay for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman. It doesn't matter how many people join together and usurp themselves against the Word of God. The Word of God stands, and we stand on the Word of God. It doesn't matter what people say. What matters is what the Bible says, what God says.
Amen. Let me finish this off again. 1-866-233-0747. I want to hear what your take is on what's going on in your country. As a matter of fact, friends, I'm actually, again, we're doing live radio again here on Sons of Liberty. Radio.com. And interestingly enough, we're seeing that Barack Hussein Obama is giving free passes to all the illegals coming into the United States. Obama delivering 290,000 illegals to the United States homes, not just children, but adults, getting free bus passes to anywhere in America. Now, why would he...
Do Americans get free bus passes?
No. Wait a second. Why would he want that? Why would he do that? We know that the people on the borders in Texas and in Arizona, on the southern border for the most part, people are standing down. People are standing up, and they're taking their rightful positions as Americans and saying, you're not coming in here. So there is some good things in process here. And by the way, a lot of people look at this administration as just being negative. I want to tell you this. This is how I look at it. If it wasn't for Barack Hussein Obama, okay, the colleges, the constitutional and biblical colleges across the country, well, they wouldn't be inundated right now with
thriving.
Totally thriving in every sense of the word with new pupils.
Mm-hmm.
And why are they going to the constitutional schools? Why are they going to law school? Why are they going to the biblical schools, the Bible schools, so on and so forth? Because they want to know their history.
You know,
so in a lot of ways,
yeah.
Barack Hussein Obama is doing you a big favor, America, because he's sending a lot of people to school, isn't he?
That reminds me of, you know, the tyrant King George. When the Congress, they're fighting against each other. They're like, well, should we have independence? And we don't want to, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to declare independence. We might, you know, create more hostility between us and, you know, Britain. And they're going back and
that
forth.
That was Dickinson, right?
That was Dickinson, yeah.
Yep.
And, but they were arguing amongst themselves, you know, that the colonies didn't all agree. But then when they received their response back from their olive branch that they sent to, you know, tyrant King George, what he did was he united them. He called them dangerous and ill-designing men. And so what the king did actually caused the colonies
unity.
To come together in a sense of unity. Is that we united to fight against this man because he did us all a great favor.
So there's a positive in everything.
Together. Absolutely.
Jonathan Edwards rightly said, boldness enables Christians to forsake all rather than Christ and to prefer to offend all rather than to offend him. By the way, when you look up at Webster's 1828, the word offend means anything contrary or that which contradicts God's moral law.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, when I hear the the atheist, the homosexual, the lawless say, I'm offended, I don't really personally care that you're offended. I don't prefer that you're offended, but I'm not trying to provoke you to be offended. But that's what the law of God does, because the law is spiritual. You are carnal, sold under sin.
You know, going back to that Jonathan Edwards quote, too, as well, he's a good company, and so is Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who said, he that fears the face of man does not fear the face of God, and he who fears the face of God has ceased to fear the face of man. And he was one who stood up against Hitler's regime.
Yes, he did.
So when we look at that and say, yeah, those are two sides of the same coin. Listen, you know, we prefer to offend all rather
following
than
the Christ.
That's right, then offend God. Yep. And we prefer to fear God rather than fear man.
Now, going to Luke 12:4 for me really quick. Jonathan Edwards again said, boldness enables Christians to forsake all rather than Christ and to prefer to offend all rather than to offend him. So friends, what we can see today is the opposite is true. Because these effeminates that we're speaking of, those that spit against heaven, that prop themselves up in the pulpits of America, do nothing but preach what Christ condemned, and boldly. So instead of protesting sin, these effeminates, they protest God's sacrifice for sin, namely the blood of his precious son, 1 Peter 1:9, by denying everything that Christ died for, and all of this to their own damnation, and justly so. Read Hebrews 10:28-31. What does it say in Luke 12:4, speaking of boldness and who are actually to obey regardless of circumstance?
Well, Luke 12:4 says this, and I say unto you, my friends,
Jesus speaking,
yep, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him.
God does not fail a faithful man, either in life or in death. Nowhere can you find it in Scripture. Scripture tells us that we are to perfect holiness through the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Not perfect immorality through lusting after other men. 1 John 2:16. So friends, you can rest assured that these immoral counterfeits, these whores, will inherit their just portion. They will. They can inherit it a lot quicker if the people in this country would obey God by bringing forth justice. And by the way, friends, their inheritance and their portion, which they so richly deserve, will come to pass. Read Revelations 20:11-15. All of this reminds me of what Jesus Christ said to the woman who was, while they were crying for him while he was on his way to the cross of Golgotha, Matthew 27-28, in order to be crucified for the sins of the world, 1 John 2:2, Jesus said to those women that were crying for him because he was going to the cross on the way up the hill with the cross on his back, friends, Jesus looked at them and said, weep not for me, but weep for you and yourselves that tolerate this crime. And he said, also weep for your children, because if they do this in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Well, what does that mean? Here, I'll define. This is all being done in the light of day and in front of the face of the American people. So the question is, to define what Jesus was saying, are you going to let the truth be crucified again and again and again and again and again to your own demise when you have the power to right the wrongs? Folks, these effeminates, these denominations, they are apostate. So how do they claim themselves to be Christians? How do they claim themselves or proclaim themselves to be the church when the truth is completely nowhere in the mix? But we all know that the first casualty in war is always the truth. So what's next? I can tell you. War.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I knew this was a hot topic, but I'm a little surprised.
Maybe people are just absorbing all the information.
No, 1-866-233-0747. Here, let me help things along a little bit here.
All right, sounds good. I'll say this too while you're helping things along.
Yeah.
I do want to say that for those people who say, well, listen, why are you so harsh against the homosexuals? And what's wrong if two people love each other? And here's the deal.
It isn't love.
You don't know what the agenda is
behind
this.
God is love.
That's right.
And God's love stands contrary to.
That's right.
It's lust is what it is.
Or, for example, maybe you have a relative, you know, a sister that you argue with, a brother-in-law, someone says, listen, what's wrong if two people love each other? I want you to get this DVD. It's called To Spit Against Heaven. And it's a great DVD underlining and showing you the agenda behind the homosexual agenda and just showing you the acts of the homosexuals themselves, you know, their parades, different things, and how they...
The crimes committed against children.
I mean, so many different things. In one nice documentary, it's a DVD, it's outstanding. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can find it there for a $19.99 donation. And it's one of those things that really just say, listen, rather than arguing back and forth, and for some of you listening, you're like, oh, what a great idea. Just hand them the DVD and don't say, listen, you really need to watch this because you're so backwards in your mind. Don't insult them. Just say, listen, here's a DVD. I listened to this guy on the radio. I'd love to get your opinion on it. I would value your opinion on this DVD. So you're putting it in their lap and saying, okay, well, she values my opinion or he values my opinion. I'll take a look at it. And that does all the explaining for you, and it's good for you to know and see. So that way you have some ammo, per se, when people say, well, what's wrong with this if two people love each other? You have the facts. You have the statistics. You see what's behind the agenda, and you're pulling back, per se, the curtain to see what's really there. Again, it's called To Spit Against Heaven. Of course, all of our other documentaries and DVDs and so on are available at the website, too, as well. But that's a great one pertaining to the topic that we're on right now.
Okay. Let's go over to the manifesto, the Homosexual Manifesto by Michael Swift, February 15th to the 21st, 1987. In other words, friends, this is in the congressional record. So Congress is very well aware of this. Just so you have a little history, I've done a study on the crimes of those on the left and on the right. And I also want to let you know, friends, that the crimes are horrendous. Incest, murder, the sexual crimes are over the top.
Yeah.
Pedophilia. And it's just incredible. And it's like, wait a second, is this like in a different country or something? Nope, it's in America, friends. But this is Michael Swift's homosexual manifesto, and it's been there since 1987. So in other words, Congress is well aware of what's going on. Why are they not speaking out against this? This is how it goes. The first sentence of the homosexual manifesto. At any time you can call in, friends, 1-866-233-0747, pro or con. 1-866-233-0747. I'm curious to know what your thoughts are. This is what it says. First sentence. We shall sodomize your sons, that they will be recast into our image. The homosexual manifesto states that your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. The NEA now has a homosexual caucus. That wasn't good enough. Now they have a drag queen caucus. They threatened that those that opposed them would be stabbed in their cowardly hearts and that they would be defiled and your dead bodies would be defiled, your puny bodies, said the homosexual manifesto. It also states that they will rewrite history. Weren't we just talking about that a little bit ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. History filled with your heterosexual lies and distortions. No, in other words, the truth that exposes their crimes. Friends, the whole letter is nothing but a threat to heterosexuals if you do not accept their illegal agenda. And I hope that there's enough brave men out there that are still willing to stand up against the effeminate. I really do. I really hope that you do, right? I can go on and on and on and on with the crimes committed. I mean, let's go back over to Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
He's in prison for the rest of his life. He's probably being treated like a queen in prison, I'm sure. But the bottom line is look at all the kids that were taken out.
Yeah. And all those that were violated and that came to him as a special club, you know, for those who are more unfortunate or fatherless or whatever it might be. When you look at these, especially when you look at kids, and a lot of times, unfortunately, it's the kids that are fatherless or the kids that they don't have a good, stable home that are targeted because they know they're vulnerable because they don't have someone there to protect them. And when they go to a place where they're supposed to be, you know, getting some, you know, some good education, supposed to be, you know, kind of take them under their arm, so to speak, and then they get violated by a perverted, wicked individual. As a society, we cannot see that happen, no matter if it's Jerry Sandusky or whether or not it makes the news or not. We need to make sure that we are protecting these little ones. And when you see what's behind the agenda and you see the facts and all the crimes and all of the crimes,
well, that's what it is.
You know, comparison to heterosexual crimes and considering that they're such a small minority of the population, that their crimes are so much larger than even among the heterosexuals, it goes on to say, listen, we've got a lot to do. And I want to just say, too, I was just pointing out that to Spit Against Heaven documentary DVD that we have on our website. If you go to Bradley's article on WND, or you can do it on, you know, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you'll find it there too as well. But Effeminate Spitting Towards Heaven, or on the website sonsoflibertyradio.com, there's also a clip from our documentary To Spit Against Heaven, and there's so many good things in there, but that'll give you just a little inclination, a little taste, and a hint of what's in that full documentary. Some of the things you see are absolutely shocking. There is actually a commercial where they're talking about, they use the F word I don't know how many times, speaking against people who are religious and for one man versus one, you know, one
We were
going to
play it on the radio, but we actually asked if we could, you know, vet it through GCN before we played it, and they watched it, and they said, we can't air this.
Because it's so horrible. It's so vulgar and so vile that you can't even put it out there because it's that bad. And when we're looking at those kind of people with that mentality and what they're promulgating and promoting, claiming to be loving and tolerant, obviously it's all these different things, hatred, and to anyone who's Christian,
it's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting a particular people that are under attack. Friends, really quick, I'm going over to a homosexual manifesto, the video. We're going to post it on Sons of Liberty Radio. It's about 39,350 watches thus far. But what's interesting is going back to Michael Swift, his original preface stated, this essay is an outre madness, a tragic, cruel fantasy, an eruption of inner rage on how the oppressed, friends, desperately dream of being the oppressor.
Hmm.
This is what he said. But this is what the homosexuals shy away from because they don't want you to understand that it's not satire, friends. This is exactly what's going on in this country today. It's a reality, and it's becoming a reality because, again, the American people allow it. So, we got 3 minutes before the next break.
Did you finish that homosexual manifesto?
Yeah, there's so much to it. Go check the video out.
It's so long, but it's outrageous.
I'll post it on Sons of Liberty Radio right now. And if you want to check it out, please do. It's amazing the responses because most people say, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this is about. But I've said it before, friends, a thousand times, that they have to create themselves as being the victims of somebody. And really what it is they're attacking the church because they're at war with God. And friends, I have over the years been under attack by this criminal mindset. And it's absolutely amazing. I have had zero rational conversations with one radical homosexual. Not one. No, that's all they do is they shout and they shoot. They shout and they shoot. That's all they know how to do.
Yeah, well,
because they know they don't have the law on their side and they don't have the facts on their side. So what they have to do is shout and shoot and hope some useful idiot out there believes what they have to say.
Yeah, it's like, well, if you don't agree that 2 + 2 is going to equal 4, nothing else is going to line up. If you don't have some basis of right and wrong, morality, rational, common sense to you, you can talk till you're blue in the face, but you're not going to find any common ground. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Well,
there
they know it. I mean, we've asked these people on the radio, several of these organizations, even going up to Obama Safe Schools, are of course they're not going to get on the radio with us because they know that there is no argument against the word of God, and they know it's a fact. And they know what the law says, and this is why they're trying to circumvent the law. This is why they're trying to go around the law. Again, as I said a couple segments ago, it's interesting how the homosexuals do not want the judges involved in the decisions that are made. They want to appoint human rights commissions just like they did in Canada over here in America. And what they want to do is they want to rid the law from all of their conversations because they know then, well, if we can get people away from what the law says, then maybe we have a chance at actually, you know, being the oppressor rather than being the oppressed.
And the bottom line is,
in other words, they want to be the law.
That's right. And the bottom line is we stand on the word of God. And just think, if every quote-unquote church in America would simply stand for the precepts found in the Bible, we would have a different country.
And, well, we could have a different country in a week.
Of course.
And that's how fast it could really happen. So, friends, when we come back, we're just going to go ahead and open the lines up to you guys again. Again, I know that this is a hot topic, but I am curious to know, what are your thoughts concerning this topic? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, I just posted that on Bradley Dean on Facebook and on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Homosexual Manifesto, Satire or Reality? We'll be right back after this break.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You are MIA, friends. You are MIA. You are giving strength and adding strength to tyranny just this way. 1-866-233-0747. Let's go back to something I was talking about earlier concerning those politicians. Why are congressmen, representatives, senators rolling over in the face of the homosexual agenda? Republican anti-abortion activist Howard Scott Heldreth is a convicted child rapist in Florida. Republican County Commissioner David Swartz pleaded guilty to molesting two girls under the age of 11 as was he sentenced to 8 years in prison. Republican Judge Mark Pazunik pleaded no contest to fondling a 10-year-old girl and was sentenced to 10 years probation. Republican anti-abortion activist Nicholas Morency pleaded guilty possessing child pornography on his computer and offering a bounty to anybody who murders an abortion doctor. Republican legislator Edison Misla Alderando was sentenced to 10 years in prison for raping his daughter between the ages of 9 and 17 years old. Folks, you going to stand up for your kids here? Republican Mayor Philip Gorodano is serving a 37-year sentence in federal prison for sexually abusing 8- and 10-year-old girls. Why the kids, friends? Republican campaign consultant Tom Shortridge was sentenced to 3 years probation for taking nude photographs of a 15-year-old girl. Republican racist pedophile and United States Senator Strom Thurmond had sex with a 15-year-old black girl, which produced a child. Why the kids, friends? You going to stand up for the kids? Republican legislator Peter Dibble pleaded no contest to having inappropriate relationship with a 13-year-old girl. It wasn't too long ago, just in the state of Minnesota here, there was an individual on the Democratic side that was busted having oral sex with a 15-year-old boy in Duluth, Minnesota. Going back to the Republican activist Lawrence King, Jr. organized child sex parties at the White House during the 1980s. Oh, he spent a lot of time in jail for that one, friends. Republican lobbyist Craig J. Spence organized child sex parties at the White House during the 1980s. Republican Congressman Donald Buzz Lukens was found guilty of having sex with a female minor and sentenced to 1 month in jail. Anybody seen anything wrong here? 1-866-233-0747. Republican fundraiser Richard A. Delgado was found guilty of child porn charges and paying two teenage girls to pose for sexual photos. Why are they standing down? Republican activist Mark A. Greffin convicted on 6 counts of sex crimes involving children. Republican activist Randall David Ankeny, pleaded guilty to attempted sexual assault on a child. Why are they standing down, friends? They're compromised men, like I've always said. This is what I love. This is what I absolutely love about people just coming back and saying, oh, Bradley, you're just, that's a little much. Yeah, you know what, friends? You're right. It is a little much, isn't it? Bradley, do you got to tell everybody this? Yes, because you need to understand this is why your country is going to hell, because God's not going to stand by idle and overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. Republican Congressman Dan Crane had sex with a female minor working as a congressional page. Republican activist and Christian coalition leader Beverly Russell admitted to an incestuous relationship with his stepdaughter. Republican congressman and anti-gay, notice that, activist Robert Bauman was charged with having sex with a 16-year-old boy he picked up at a gay bar. They hold the truth and unrighteousness.
This is sick.
Yep. Republican committee chairman Jeffrey Patty was arrested for distributing a video clip of a 5-year-old girl being raped. Republican activist Marty Glickman, a.k.a. Republican Marty, was taken into custody by Florida police on 4 counts of unlawful sexual activity with an underage girl and 1 count of delivering the drug LSD. You know, one of the things that we do at home, there's a lot of documentaries, a lot of true stories. It's got to have pith and marrow, right? One of the things we'll do is we'll vet even actors that we allow in the house for our kids to watch. Because, friends, a lot of these actors, by the way, start out in pornography. You need to vet everything that's dropped down on you and yours. No matter what it is, whether it be politics, movies, music. Music is, hey, listen, friends, I don't even need to go there. I mean, listen, we have, Elton John saying you can have sex with anything in so many words. But you have to draw the line at goats. I mean, do I need to say anything? He's married to a man who adopted a baby in England.
Singing in children's Disney movies. I mean.
Oh, my gosh. Here, just think about that. Knowing these things have been said and done.
Yeah.
People roll over. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it. It has nothing to do with me. Oh, it has everything in the world to do with you. You just don't realize it yet. Republican legislative aide Howard L. Brooks was charged with molesting a 12-year-old boy and possession of child pornography. 1-866-233-0747. Republican Senate candidate John Hathaway was accused of having sex with his 12-year-old babysitter and withdrew his candidacy after the allegations were reported in the media. Republican preacher Stephen White, who demanded a return to traditional values, was sentenced to jail after offering $20 to a 14-year-old boy for permission to perform oral sex on him. I'm sorry, friends, that I have to go here.
And it's sad.
Why are they standing down, friends?
And the sad thing is that
these are the ones that were busted.
Yeah, and the thing is, these are the things that are hard to hear. It's like things that you don't want to hear. You don't want to think things like this are going on, but we have to open our
eyes. Why else would Congress, representation, senators, so on and so forth in government, stand down and roll over on sex crimes, regardless if they be heterosexual or homosexual? Why? Because they're guilty of it. That's why. Republican anti-gay activist Earl Butch Kimmerling was sentenced to 40 years in prison for molesting an 8-year-old girl after he attempted to stop a gay couple from adopting her. Republican talk show host John Matthews pleaded guilty to exposing himself to an 11-year-old girl. Republican Party leader Paul Ingram pleaded guilty to 6 counts of raping his daughters and served 14 years in federal prison. These are the ones that were busted, friends. Why are those that represent we the people rolling over concerning sexual crimes? Republican politician Andrew Burr was charged with 2 counts of first-degree sodomy with a 13-year-old boy. Republican politician Keith Westmoreland was arrested on 7 felony counts of lewd and lascivious exhibition to girls under the age of 16 years old, i.e. exposing himself to children. I guess it's okay, America. I guess it's okay, listeners, as long as it's not your kid. Is that how this goes? 1-866-233-0747. Republican County Councilman Keolo Childs pleaded guilty to molesting a male child. Republican anti-abortionist, I can't stand these labels, friends, activist John Allen Burt was charged with sexual misconduct involving a 15-year-old girl. Republican activist John Butler was charged with criminal sexual assault on a teenage girl. Folks, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Why are public schools becoming the pupils? Why are they becoming an open prey? Republican candidate Richard Gardner admitted to molesting his 2 daughters. Republican councilman and former Marine Jack W. Gardner was convicted of molesting a 13-year-old girl. ICE investigation, friends, a couple years back, story broke by Brian Bender, Boston Globe, found out through that ICE investigation, those that are a part of the Defense Department of the United States of America in the Pentagon, 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography. Why are they rolling over in the face of crime? Because they're compromised men. See, there's people behind the scenes that control these politicians because they will not be ruled by God. And these are the ones that were popped, so now they're paying the piper. Republican County Commissioner Merrill Robert Barter pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual contact and assault on a teenage boy. These are Republicans, friends. Republican City Councilman Fred C. Smeltzer, Jr. pleaded no contest to raping a 15-year-old girl and served 6 months, only 6 months in prison. Wonder how that went over with Daddy.
Yeah, and the girl.
Republican activist Parker J. Bina pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography on his home computer and was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison and fined $18,000. Republican parole board officer and former Colorado State Representative Larry Jack Schwartz was fired after child pornography was found in his possession. Republican strategist and Citadel Military College graduate Robin Vanderwall was convicted in Virginia on 5 counts of soliciting sex from boys and girls over the internet. Republican director of the Young Republican Federation, Nicholas Elizondo, molested his 6-year-old daughter and was sentenced to 60 years. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on and on. 1-866-233-0747. Last segment coming up.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council, and why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And this is exactly why, folks, this is just exactly what we're up against across the country concerning our reach and our outreaches to the young across the country. Folks, did you know, for those that have listened over the years, did you know that out of the 350 high schools that we have done, did you know that we had to have street teams to raise the finances because of all the financial cuts concerning our schools? We're talking about our kids. We had a hard time. The church would have nothing to do with it because they were the ones crying out lines between church and state. In other words, they were trying to hide behind corruption and a lie to only justify themselves or attempt to through their inactions towards heaven and people in the United States of America. It's just that bad. When I'm asking for phone calls concerning this topic, it's pretty serious, is it not? Pretty to the core. We're talking again about our kids. But for the most part, we see this in the youth groups. We see this. You know who's got control of the kids in this country? The MTV.
Yeah.
And promoting everything and anything they want to. And again, friends, this is the hard part about my message. But it's not hard because once you take responsibility for your actions, it's really easy to tell the truth because you love those that you are telling the truth to. We have to take responsibility. This is over the top. This is why Congress and Senate is rolling over. Because they're compromised men. They're controlled. Everybody, even let's go on another vein. Everybody's complaining about what this administration is doing. How come nobody's called forth the impeachment of this individual, friends? Because they're compromised men and women. Do you know that they are obligated to bring forth impeachment charges concerning this individual in the White House and his administration? They're obligated. They swore individually to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. They are obligated. They are duty-bound to call forth impeachment. Who's done it, friends? And the question that I have for you is, why haven't they done it? Well, I hope I'm shedding a little light as to what's going on out there. You know, the ones that aren't being beat up by the state-run media, it's because they're compromised, they're controlled. They know that they better shut their mouth. And friends, you know, you should know better as to the reason why they are shutting their mouth. And why wouldn't they speak out against anything that violates that Constitution due to the fact that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give it to you? Through its magnification, through their sacrifice, their bleeding, and their dying. You know, I remember one time Vernon John looked at his congregation. He was a prophet that went before Martin Luther King. And he looked at the congregation and he was basically preaching a message which was very convicting. John 16, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And he looked at them and he knew through their tolerance and their apathy that they were guilty as literal hell. And he looked at them and he said, "You know what you do. You know what you do through tolerating the crimes of those that are perpetuating the crimes against you and yours. You know what they do." I was told this last week that I wasn't supposed to rock the boat concerning the issues at hand. This is when all the blacks were being lynched and hung. And the black folks just wanted to kind of put a blanket over the top of it because they didn't want to stir it up. They wanted to keep their children subjugated and subjected to the power of the KKK back in the day. Because, again, they didn't want to rock the boat. We don't want to rock the boat, friends. You know what Vernon John said? He looked at him and he said, "God damn you." He said, "God damn you."
In the right context.
Yes, he did. Jesus, when he was woeing the Pharisees in Matthew 23, it is equivalent to God damning them people. In America, when you stand back and you allow this to go on, you're living to get the woe, and the woe is what you're going to get. 19 years of ministry, doing what I have done, I have fought tooth and nail every single step of the way. And I have to convince people to do what they know that they should do. Again, I'm not talking about a third world country. What were those last stats you wanted to share, Steph?
Well, I want to share just some statistics on, you know, children that are molested in general. The average child molester will molest 50 girls before being caught and convicted. A child molester that seeks out...
Now, let's equate this to all the pedophilia going on to the church and going back to the denominations that are rolling over in the face of the Word of God.
They're letting their children
and desecrating the very sacrifice of Jesus Christ and His blood, who died as a propitiation for the sins of the world. Let's equate it to what's going on there and look at these stats, both heterosexual and homosexual.
That's right. It goes both ways. The average child molester will molest 50 girls before being caught. That's how many girls that are violated because they're not caught and brought to justice and convicted. A child molester that seeks out boys will molest 150 boys before being caught and convicted. He will commit at least 280 sexual crimes in his lifetime. Reportedly, boys are far less willing to tell people that they were abused than girls are, which is horrible. Of course, and they feel the shame. It's not their shame to take. It's the person who violated should be shamed. The standard pedophile will commit 117 sexual crimes in their lifetime. Most sexual abuse happens between the ages of 7 and 13.
Remember, sex before 8, before it's too late.
That's right. That's their motto. And then if you look, there are over 491,720 registered sex offenders in the United States.
Check your communities, friends. You can do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And 80,000 to 100,000 of the above offenders are missing. molesters known by the family or victim are the most common abusers. So 70 to 90% of reported cases. So if you're saying molesters who are abusing children are either known by the family or are the most common abusers, which is sad to say. You should know the people that are around you and make sure that your children are protected at all costs. It's amazing, too, just to see how loose parents are with their children just in general. You know, it's like,
well, that's trusting.
And, you know, but the thing is in this day and age, and you can't say, well, listen, you know, I live in a small town.
I know,
town.
But you can't blame the parents in every given situation for
not.
A child to be violated
just,
by someone they trust.
Right, exactly.
Shame on the person they trust.
That's right. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying it's, you know, if you're trusting someone they abuse that trust, shame on them. But I am saying that as parents, we need to keep a watchful eye over our children at all times and all places. People, you know, you sometimes have the mentality, well, I come from a small town and things like this won't happen. We need to make sure that we say, listen, we as parents have a job to protect our children. That's what God gave stewards over us to be, to make sure that we're watching over them, protecting them. We need to make sure that we are doing our job, making sure that they're safe, because that's what our love does, is reaches out to them. And I want to say for those of you who are listening and say, listen, I appreciate what you guys do. You speak about issues that are not fun to talk about. They're issues that kind of people wish would just be brushed underneath the carpet. Well, we're standing up for those who are being abused and those who are being molested and those who are the victims, because we know that they need someone
to
stand
up. Did you know that the original Salvation Army, William and Catherine Booth, actually went after child traffickers?
Absolutely.
And that's a huge topic in this country as well, friends. And that is to the core. You want to get my chops? Go there.
That's right. And for those of you that say, listen, we appreciate you guys are willing to talk about those things that are not happy to talk about but are needful to bring forth, I want to support what you guys are doing. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure one-time donation if that's what you prefer to do. All your donations are tax-deductible. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, we talk about it so often here on the show. But what that means is you support on a monthly basis to be able to get us out there with the people. Our heart is to seek and save that which is lost. We want to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We don't want to bring forth the problems without bringing forth the answers, and that's what makes us
different.
Well,
you can't always bring forth the answer until you first show the people the problem.
Right.
They don't need a great physician until they first know their disease.
And that's the thing is our answers and our hope is found only in Jesus Christ. Without him, everything means nothing, because Christ is all and in all. And we want to bring that message throughout the United States and the world. You who are listening in the 53 other countries that carry the Sons of Liberty, we thank you for listening. But please do support what we do, because we cannot continue on without your support. If you go to the website again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can scroll down a bit and you can see where you can become a son or daughter of liberty. There's one of four easy steps in which you can do that. Keep in mind, when you become a son or daughter of liberty, you send quite a few nice things. You get a lovely certificate. Also, you get 25% off the product of the week every week. When I say lovely certificate, I do mean lovely. We have Liz who put that together.
No, it really is cool. I just seen the brand new ones that came out.
It's like no other certificate you've ever seen. It's just so cool looking.
And it has meaning.
It does have meaning, because your gift has meaning, and it has meaning to us. And for those of you who'd like to get our products to be able to enable you to go out and do something, well, listen, I got to get some good material in my hand. We got great material. Go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747.
Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, all that God, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said this about this verse. He said, hell is so horrible for them. He said, for think of this verse this way for those who are lost. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the horrors which God hath prepared for those who hate him. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you. See ya.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.